Our New Testament is from the Gospel of John, and it's chapter 1. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'" The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walked by, he exclaimed, "Look, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Susie. Real pleasure this morning, as always. So welcome to our service. Let's bring her in. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to be here with you.
Indeed. And a sunny morning for the first time in like weeks and weeks and weeks. You can see the difference in the lighting in both of our setups. It's lovely. Grand. Well, Helen, I'm going to leave us in your hands and looking forward to hearing what you have got for us this morning. Let's press the right button, Andrew. There we go.
Well, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your rich word for us today. May it sink into our hearts and expand our lives with you. Amen. I have a little grandson, as many of you know, called Beau, and he's 3 and a bit. And he was drawing, and he was drawing lines and then a few squiggles. And he said, "Nana, this is a map. And look," he said, "X marks the spot." And he put a little cross in one of his squiggles, well, sort of in one of his squiggles. He was drawing a treasure map. And I thought, wow, what a fantastic image for us to use today for this passage from the beginning of John's gospel. John, the evangelist, is describing, in a way, a map of relationships leading to the treasure, which is Jesus, our Saviour. And these tracks are all leading on to Jesus and out from Jesus. Well, one of the tracks starts with John the Baptist, an old friend of ours from Advent, of course, and also we've met him this year, baptism by John of Jesus. So we are accompanying John again, and he is making a track to Jesus, because that's what he's about, isn't he? He's the herald. He's the primary prophetic witness. And that's why he's really early in John, because John wants us to know who Jesus is, really, really and truly. And listen to this. He says, to the people surrounding him, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is the Messiah. That is the sacrificial lamb, the Passover lamb, if you like, who will die for our sins. And then Jesus, John says, and I saw the Spirit descending like a dove. Descending from heaven like a dove. And of course, this refers to the very baptism I talked about, Jesus being baptized by John, and a dove comes down. This is the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus. And then he says, he goes on to say, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. And of course, we know at Jesus's baptism, the heavens opened. And God speaks, this is my son, and I'm really pleased with him. So we have Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have the voice of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit at Jesus' baptism. Very, very important witness statements from John the Baptist. And then John does an amazing thing. He sends his two disciples on a track towards Jesus. He says to them, look, Jesus is walking by. Look, there is the Lamb of God. And Andrew and his friend, we don't know who the other disciple is of John, go and leave John the Baptist and go off and follow Jesus. A kind of sad moment, a poignant moment, but sometimes we need to leave what we've known and go off and leave a legacy behind, but go off in a new direction when the time comes. And these two disciples knew they wanted to find the Messiah. And so Andrew and his friend make a track towards Jesus, and they are going to begin a life-changing relationship with Jesus. Now, Andrew, we can call Andrew the first missionary, because he no sooner settles in with Jesus than he goes off and finds his brother Simon. So he's making a track to Simon. And then he says to Simon, we found the Messiah. And Simon and Andrew make a track back to Jesus. And we know Jesus becomes the rock. Peter that becomes the rock. One of the lead disciple, of course, of Jesus's 12. Now, of course, Andrew and his friend and Simon are all searching for the Messiah. They are searching for the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One sent by God. And in fact, all the time, the Messiah has been searching for them, which is an interesting dichotomy, isn't it? Because all the time we search for Jesus, he's actually searching for us to gather us in. But Jesus has a greater work to do, because he's gathering the 12 who will be the apostles, who will be the leaders in his new kingdom that he's inaugurating, mirroring, of course, the 12 tribes of Israel. So there will be tracks going back and forth in John's gospel as he gathers his disciples. But also, of course, the tracks gather the people like us. And we follow, well, of course, we follow a map ourselves, a map of scripture, of teaching at church, of prayer and meditation, and so that we can come close to Jesus, to make that lifelong relationship which Andrew and his friend and Simon made. And we're traveling with them, and we hear Jesus say, what are you looking for? It's a fantastic question. It's a sort of open question. What are you looking for? And it invites us to look into our hearts. What are we looking for, actually, when we're following Jesus? It's a lovely open question, a bit like when Jesus healed the blind beggar. Do you remember? And instead of just going and healing him, because he could see he was blind, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? inviting the blind beggar to look inside himself. He wanted more than just sight. Yeah, he wanted something else. So Jesus makes no assumptions. He makes no imposes no ideas or doctrines or ideologies. We go on a journey to following Jesus to find out what we're looking for. And of course, my prayer is that we all find a very rich thing that we're looking for. So Andrew and his friend I don't know whether they really know what Messiah is, you know, because they got it a bit wrong later, the disciples, didn't they? But anyway, they follow and they want to be touched by his life. They call him rabbi. And when you have a rabbi, you go and live with the rabbi and you let the rabbi teach you as day by day and find out what they're about. So they say, Rabbi, where are you staying? And then the magic words for me, come and see. These words are so relational. You know, you don't say, come and see, unless you want somebody to somehow know something about your inner life. And again, to go back to my little grandson, we visited him at Christmas and Nana, come and look, come and see my Christmas tree. Come and see my sticky fingers things on the fridge. Come and see my new toy. He wants to share himself with me, with us. That's what come and see kind of indicates, doesn't it? And we who are very fortunate, I hope, that we have followed the track on the map. We have found our treasure, Jesus, and we have become his friend. Maybe it's led to baptism, confirmation. We have become part of his life and we've got to know him. What better invitation can we give to our families, our friends, our community, our neighbours than come and see? I know a lot of you who live in Hanwell have invited people this Christmas. You invited, put stuff on Facebook to invite people to the carol service, the wonderful Christingle. You know, you said, come and see. You thought that this was something good going on in this church, something where people could meet with Jesus. And you invited. And we can say, come and see the miracle that God worked in my life. Come and see how God changed my stony heart. Come and see how Jesus has given me peace and fulfillment and joy. So this year of 2023, I'd like that to be our catchphrase. Even if you're online or face-to-face, come and see is a very rich phrase that we can use. And then we can make tracks on the map, more tracks, so that others can find out about our treasure. Jesus, X marks the spot. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us all the ways that we can point others to our beloved Saviour. Amen.